is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. This is Radio City Talk.
Now, December is such a busy month right across Merseyside. So many events taking place, so many things going on. It might be Christmas markets, it might be Panto, whatever. To tell us where to go, what to do, to make sure you don't miss the best stuff, is Jay Hind from the Guy Liverpool. Morning,
Good
Jay.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, it feels Christmassy. In fact, I went to my first sort of Christmas market last night at my daughter's school.
Okay.
All sang carols and, you know.
Nice.
It really felt Christmassy.
Feeling festive.
Yeah.
It does. Actually, there's so much going on this year to get your Christmassy in the build-up. Have you been to the Christmas market in St. George's yet?
I've walked through it because I went in St. George's the other day to do an event and it was actually peeing it down.
Mm.
So I walked on the cobbles that were a little bit sort of slippy outside them at the market. I was going to stop for a moment or two. I was just sort of smelling the lovely aromas that
were
coming off
some
of the stalls.
The Christmas dinner wrap?
No.
Oh, ho. See, we so went
that
down.
A sandwich, a so dinner and a sandwich.
Basically, it's a Christmas dinner, all the trimmings, turkey stuffing, cranberry sauce, vegetables, lots of gravy, wrapped up in a giant Yorkshire pudding. It is delicious. It sounds a bit, but it's delicious. Trust me. We put a video up of it on, I think it was last Wednesday, and within 3 hours it had like 12,000 views.
Right.
And there's a queue outside now, which is good.
So does it sort of look a bit gross but taste lovely?
It tastes gorgeous. Yeah. It's so nice.
In fact, I remember I saw a picture of Leo Connor, one of your colleagues.
It is,
stuffing
yes.
his
Lee
mouth with one.
I think he's had a few now, but it honestly, just go down and check it out. They're delicious.
Christmas
they're
really dinner wrap.
Christmas
right.
dinner wrap.
All right, where are we going to start this week?
So we're going to start. So the Royal Court, of course, it's all been done up. It's looking beautiful at the Royal Court right now. And they do a big Christmas show every single year. It's an in-house production, so they have all local cast, local writers, local production teams. And this year, it's the most famous story in the world that they're putting on. It is the Nativity, but it's the Nativity a little bit different, turned upside down, flipped round the bend and back and forth and whatever else. They've done it Scouse style, so it's the Scouse Nativity.
So it's not the most famous story.
Well, kind of is. All the normal hilarious gags expected. Apparently, it is quite adult only, so lots right. of bad language and stuff, but all the normal Scouse comedy that you'd expect. We spoke to Lindsay from the cast to tell
us. The story unfolds, obviously, it starts off with the angel Gabriel, who comes in and says hello to everyone. And then we kind of take you on a pop-up book journey. Angela Gabrielle, who is obviously Angel Gabriel, she's in training for her full wings. She only got little ones at the minute. You meet all the characters with her, and obviously she then delivers that, you know, Mary is going to have a baby, and she tells the shepherds that they've got to go to Bethlehem.
I like that. Angela Gabrielle.
Angela Gabrielle. You can just
it's
imagine
clever,
the
isn't
comedy
it?
There. But the set, I went to the dress rehearsal last week to do a little bit of film, and the set is, I've never seen a set like it in any theatre.
Mm.
So it is literally like a pop-up book. So every scene moves around like a revolving pop-up book. It's brilliant. I'm going to see it tomorrow night. It's the Scouse Nativity on at the Royal Court. It's on right through to the 13th of January.
So it's sort
get
of
your dinner beforehand.
An alternative panto, is it?
It always is at the Royal Court, yeah. They always do this adult kind of pantomime, yes.
Right.
So go and check it out. There's two shows on some days. And as well, they've got the Courtyard Restaurant open next door now as well, which is the old Penny Farthing, which we all knew and loved on the sly.
No, we didn't.
I did.
We didn't know it. All of it.
I loved it.
It looks lovely now, though.
It looks gorgeous.
Do you get your food in there,
so you get food, you can get small plates, lots of great desserts in there. It's called The Courtyard. Check that out if you can. You can book in before you go and see the show at the Royal Court.
Right, that looks nice.
Which is brilliant. Sunday, we got Santa Dash. Have you ever ran the Santa Dash?
I feel embarrassed to say I haven't.
Yeah, do you know what? Neither have I.
No.
It's kind of been on my bucket list forever. We should really do it.
It's actually not that far, either,
is it? 5K, and this year is the 14th annual Liverpool Radio City Santa Dash. So it starts down at the Live of Birds at 9:30, and then goes right through up kind of round Victoria Street, up Dale Street, over the flyover, and then back down towards the town hall where it will finish around 11 o'clock. But as I say, the 14th time that they've done this, thousands take part, red and blue Santa suits kind of, massive sea of them across the city. You can still enter if you haven't entered and you do want to take part, Steve. You can enter. You can't enter online now, but you can turn up to St. John's Shopping Centre, also the BTR office in Hoylake. Bad news is, though, the blue suits have sold out.
I was going to say, I remember interviewing someone on this last year and they said to me there was only a certain number of blue suits, which obviously wouldn't please the blue fraternity of Liverpool.
They wouldn't. But a lot of people do it not about the footy, don't they? They do it because they want a proper red Santa suit to be like Father Christmas. But I'm sure you can rock up and
90%
make your
own blue of them
suit.
Want the football colours,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, they do, yeah, 90%.
It'll be good anyway. It raises loads of money. Cash for Kids is
Does
one of the
Cash
recipients.
For Kids is involved. Clare House is their main charity this year. Loads going on afterwards. From 11 o'clock, they got the mini dash, which takes place for the kids, of course. And then tons of parties around the city afterwards. We got the After Dash Bash with Cash for Kids at the clubhouse in Liverpool one straight afterwards. We can get a big hog roast dinner and stuff. So tons going on across the city after the Santa Dash.
Maybe you should go in for the mini dash.
Yeah, I doubt they'll even be able to do that, to be fair. Albert Dock, of course, last year, you remember, they'd done this big, spectacular light display over the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. building, which is the old Granada building as you walk in with the big columns. And it's back. It's back more Christmassy, bigger and better than last year. It's called Unwrap the Dock. We spoke to Claire from the Albert Dock to tell us more.
So here at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. building from the 1st of December, we're going to be running our magical light display. As you said, last year's was fantastic. We saw such a great response from people coming down to see that, so we're doing it again. This year's got a slightly different theme. It's about unwrapping the dock, and it will just be more magical than ever.
So it's back, starts Friday, 1st of December, right the way through until January 1st. It's on a loop, so it's basically a light display on a loop. So I think it's 15, 20 minutes long, 5 p.m. until 10 p.m. every single night throughout Christmas.
So a light display inside the dock area?
So the kind of light desk, if you like, is in the dock. You know, as you walk in, so you're walking straight in off the Strand and you see that building with the big columns ahead of you. The projection is onto that building.
Right.
So you can stand there before you go to a gig at the Echo Arena or before you go to Food on the Dock or whatever and watch this amazing light display. Mm. And it kicks off Friday at 5 o'clock.
Quite impressive. Talking about gigs down at the Albert Dock, I had a chance meeting with Theresa May at my gym the other week.
Right.
I came out of my gym and she was stood there.
Really?
So this was over in Wirral at Thornton Hall.
Right.
Went into my gym yesterday. Who stood there? Brian May.
Brian May. Wow. Was he sporting his Adidas trainers that he had on?
He'd just been in the gym.
Wow.
And obviously he was staying there ahead of playing last night.
Well, I went last night. He was incredible.
Was he good?
He was so good. He'd done this tribute to the Beatles because he said, and his words were, "Do you know how important Liverpool is in the world and how important the Beatles obviously were? And that's why they started. He'd done a lovely tribute. It was fantastic. So good, that gig last night. Adam Lambert is the front man now, and he's kind of took Queen to a whole new level. So
really?
If you ever get the chance, go and see it. The Echo Arena was booming last night.
See, the idea of Queen without Freddie.
But it's obviously very different. And Adam Lambert comes out and he says, you know, you're not going to see Freddie Mercury, obviously, on this day. I'm not going to try and impersonate him. I'm going to do my own thing because no one can ever replicate the King.
So he always says that at the start, doesn't he?
Yes.
I suppose you'd have to, wouldn't
you? And it was great. It was good.
All right. What else are we looking at?
So Christmas parties. Have you got your Radio City Christmas party sorted?
I think it's next... Is it next Friday?
Are you going? Because you're famous for not turning up to these parties, Steve Bothersaw.
I am going. I'm going to one tomorrow. No, I'm going to one on Friday as well. I'm going to Jan Mulvey's Christmas lunch on Friday.
Oh, that'll be good. Where's that?
Somewhere in Wirral.
Right.
It raises a lot of money for charity.
Big charity one.
And then, of course, Radio City's next week.
Okay.
And then one the week. I think I've got three or four lined up.
Let's see. You've
probably got about 5 a week.
I've got about 15 coming up, yeah, which I'm looking forward to. But if you want to do something different this Christmas, maybe you don't want to go for food or go to a normal bar, I've chose three places that you can kind of try and get into at the moment. One is Roxy Ballroom. I don't know if you've heard about this. If you like playing beer pong and pool and ping pong, then you can do it at Roxy Ballroom. It's in Liverpool, one on College Lane. They do great food, great drinks. Party bookings are available. They've got a VIP room where you can book kind of your own game stands and take a party down. A few spaces left for Christmas, but just drop in and have a little go of beer pong.
What is beer pong?
So beer pong is where you throw the ping pong ball and you've got to get it into a certain cup or glass of beer, I think. I have played it.
Sounds unique.
But I can't remember. I think you've got to down the beer then if you lose.
Also, Ghetto Golf.
Ghetto Golf. Everyone's talking about this. Have you been yet?
No, the rest of the team have.
It's brilliant. It's just so, so different, so unique. It's an 18-hole crazy golf course. It's situated in Cane's Brewery Village, over 18s only, so it's not your normal crazy golf. These 18 holes are full of, like, Scouse humour. The graffiti is the thing you probably will have seen. Scouse humour runs throughout the course. So much fun. Perfect day off for you and your mates over Christmas. Big cocktail list. They've got a great bar if you just want to sit and chill. And you can get food as well. Great burger at Apocalypse Cow. Which is gorgeous.
I saw some of the Liverpool players pictured down there earlier this week.
Well, they've just opened in Birmingham as well.
Coutinho, Firmino. So it's obviously quite... Yeah. It's obviously quite a draw.
It is. So if you can do, check it out, Ghetto Golf. And also in Cainsbury Village is another place that really has got the city talking this year, and it's the Baltic Market. This is incredible. It's a giant food hall situated in Cainsbury Village. All local, all independent vendors in there. I think there's between 10 and 15 in there at any given time. They swap over. You can buy anything from wood-fired pizzas, halloumi fries, which are massive, Cuban street food, lots of small plates, great desserts. I spoke to a couple of the lads who set it up at the beginning of the year.
We tried to do like a proper nighttime street food market, Thursday to Saturday, you know, proper cool vibes, DJs, boss street food. Then on a Sunday, have our traditional market with like, you know, meat sellers, cheesemongers. So we're like all different kind of markets rolled into one.
Yeah, it sounds brilliant down there. Right, loads more information on all that stuff at theguideliverpool.co.uk. And Jay has got a busy December coming up.
It certainly is.
He's going to be about 5 stone heavier after the beer and Christmas parties. Looking and all those Christmas wraps down at St George's. Top man.